and welcome to a wouldn't say emergency, but a fairly short, fairly shortly planned podcast, special edition of the Talking Talkie podcast. I'm Sam Driv, and I'm joined by Nick Broderick, the chairman of the Supporters Trust. Thanks for joining us, Nick.
That's good. Thanks for inviting me.
Not at all. I think it's probably long overdue. Nick, we're speaking today because obviously the us as the Supporters Trust, we've released a statement, which is kind of asking questions of the ownership. Do you want to tell us, for anyone that hasn't seen it, the basis of the statement and why we've released it?
Yeah, sure. Well, as the only organisation which re represents all fans, not just our members, but all the Yellow Army, we have a responsibility to ensure our football club is run sustainably. And so, whilst owners, managers, players come and go, we all know that true fans are here for life. So we have been monitoring very carefully social media over the last, well, I don't know, probably 6 months, maybe more than that, and postings on the three different fans forums. And it's pretty clear that following the club's relegation into National South, for the second time in its very recent history, there are a lot of disillusioned supporters of the club who are stomaching this type of football again for the second time. And we also learn that there are a significant number of supporters who now have stopped supporting the club by going to matches at Plainmoor. They might still support the club from a distance, even though they might live in Torbay, but they're not turning up through the gate to give the club revenue from their attendance, which is a very sad state of affairs. Now, I've been a supporter of the club for 50 plus years. I've had a season ticket for 35 plus years, sitting in the same seat in the family stand. And in days gone by, under different ownerships, I can tell you that fans were always welcomed into the ground. You're often known by name, Christian name. You were felt that you were sort of like a guest rather than someone who was a paying supporter. But one has to say that under the current regime, it's very, very different. And so I suppose I would say that was probably the basis. All those different scenarios all sort of added together over a period of time, whereas a board of the Supporters Trust, we felt that the time had come where we should show how we feel about the club's, how it's been run at the moment.
No, quite. We discussed the other day, didn't we, that it's just the complete lack of communication. It's not that it's poor communication, it's just a complete lack of. And a lot of fans feel the same. They feel that any opinions that we want to voice aren't listened to. Any, you know, we ultimately everyone wants the same thing, which is the best for the club in the long term, off the pitch, and you know, on the short term on the pitch as well. And you know, one thing that we discuss quite frequently is in years gone by, there have been fan liaison officers, yourself, people like yourself who would speak to the fans, get a general consensus of things. But even that's not something anymore. You know, the club, you know, as even me as a fan that's been going for, I think it's my 19th or 20th season, I know plenty of people around the club. But I wouldn't know if there was someone on a match day if I had concerns about something or I needed to check something. You've got the stewards, but there's no one that I feel that if I speak to it will be it will be sort of passed back onto the board.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, the last time the club was in National South, people will recall that I was one of the match day ambassadors.
That's it, yeah.
Which the trust and the club ran together in harmony. We would greet visitors to the ground, maybe coming for the first time. We would greet supporters who've been coming for years and years and years before a match. We would exchange banter. We would talk about the forthcoming game and so on. And it seemed to work very well. Everybody was very pleased. If someone looked lost and needed some help, we were able to provide it. And then out of the blue, suddenly the directors pulled the plug on it and called a halt. To this day, we don't know the reason why. And then if anyone has read today's statement, they'll see that I've spent the best part of a year having meetings with the club's directors on five separate occasions, as it was, to try to reinstate the Tusk's relationships with the club, which I did succeed in doing, and we did eventually have one meeting back in March. But subsequently, we've been cancelled again, and so our relationship with the club is basically zero at the moment.
Well, that's the thing. That's, you know, that's 5 months ago, and in five, you know, in the space of five months, we've become a regional football side again, and with very, very little communication from the owner. You know, at the end of the season, I think a lot of fans were disappointed that all he had to say was, yeah, we'll be here again next season. There was no explanation. There was no, I don't think we need apologising to, but there was nothing to say, this is the plan. And I think, you know, I'm not sure how many years over the sell-by date of the original five-year plan we are, but it feels like nothing from that has ever come to, I'm not sure what the word I'm looking for is, has nothing from that five-year plan has come. It's nothing's happened.
Yeah, I think it's the trouble is I was a teacher, so I was taught, and for my three children that grew up, that if you promise somebody something, then you carry out your promise. So when Clark Osborne took over the club back in 2017, he was telling everybody that he was going to have a five-year plan. He was going to have a local board of directors. He was looking for a site for a new stadium. And so far, no one's ever been allowed to know what the five-year plan was. There's not ever been a local board of directors, and they're obviously still looking for a site for a new stadium. So, you know, promises, 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 but absolutely nothing in return. And also, I would like to remind everybody that he also said that he was going to return Torquay United to its rightful place, which was in the Football League. And so now here we are in 2023, and we're nowhere near returning to the Football League. In fact, as things stand at the moment, we could be looking even further down the football pyramid. And it's a shocking state of affairs to have been allowed to get to this state. And people might say that level against us that, oh, well, that's the trust whinging because they can't get their own way. But that's nothing short of the truth, because we are, as I said at the beginning, we are the only organisation that represents all Torquay United fans, whether they are members or not. And every well-run football club has a supporters trust that runs alongside it, and they work together in harmony. And when they do, then it's a very good marriage, because everybody then has knowledge of what's going on. The communication channels are open. Each way, the club can tell the trust something that they can pass on to the fans, and the fans can tell the trust something which they can pass on to the football club. And that's how it should work. But sadly, here in Torquay United, it doesn't. Because the current ownership and those who are running it on behalf of the owner won't allow any dialogue to take place.
No, I mean, it's coming up to 2 years since I rejoined the trust board. And in that time, I feel like I feel I'm kind of on the slightly outer circle, which gives me a good even though I'm on the inside, an outside looking in view. And I've always thought, well, on social media, we always promote anything the club do. We help them out on Twitter and Facebook. We give them praise where absolutely where it's necessary. We haven't publicly criticised them, I don't think, really, as a body. You said, over, you know, in the last, certainly since you've taken over as chairman, done a lot of work to try and build that relationship with the club. But it does feel as if it's any kind of reason to not be involved in us, which is a massive shame, because I remember us saying at a meeting once, the ideal scenario is that we trust Clark Osborne and we will support the current ownership. That's, you know, we're not, a lot of people just assume that we're there because we want to be directors of a football club. That can be further from the truth. We all like watching football, but I don't think any of us know the first thing about running a club. No. So we're certainly not there to do that.
No, I absolutely agree with that. I mean, the Trust has no ambition to run Torquay United Football Club at all. I can say that categorically. But what we do want is for some form of communication between ourselves, preferably between ourselves and Clark Osborne himself, because if you don't go into the top, then you're never going to get all the facts and all the information that you really need to find out about. But as things stand at the moment, one has to go through the two people that he entrusts his football, well, his money to. And no one is denying that without Clark Osborne signing the checks, you know, if he wasn't signing the checks at the moment, there's all likelihood that there would be padlocks on the gates and nobody would be turning up to watch any football at Playmore for the foreseeable future. So we're all aware of that, and we're not trying to knock that. All we're asking for is communication between the supporters' trust and the football club. It's not a difficult question to ask, and surely it's something that should be granted.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's, you know, we were promised fans forums, which have never happened ever. And I almost think, look, if you do a fans forum, you might not get the happiest of supporters attend at the moment. Why not do a happy medium, sit down with X amount of members of the Trust board so that we can ask questions on behalf of the fan base and we can report back. If we'd have done that regularly, no one would be, you know, we'd all feel a little bit more comfortable that, okay, this is what their plan is, this is everything. I think it's, when things are going very badly, the sort of complete invisibility of someone is, it's kind of, silence can be deafening. I think that's the way I feel. You know, if things are going really well, you can kind of get away with hiding in the shadows, but things aren't going well, and they haven't been for really since a poor refereeing display from Simon Mather.
Sorry, okay. For
bringing that one up.
sure. But also, people who read our statement that went out today will hopefully notice that we're not criticising the manager.
No.
We haven't criticised the current batch of players. We've kept that to one side. I mean, there are obviously issues about the team's lack of sort of form based on the quality of play, well, on paper, the quality of players that have been signed or re-signed for this new season. We've left all that to one side because that's a completely different issue. And we're not qualified to discuss football matters. Okay, we might do in the pub, or some people might obviously do it on social media. But that's not our role as the Trust. Our role of the Trust is to ensure that we work together with the football club. And that's where we have the problem. And that's where there is no communication between the two of us, and that's why we've issued the statement as we have done this morning.
Yeah, and I think, you know, I think we've done well to perhaps give them the benefit of the doubt in terms of meetings and everything over the last X amount of months and years, to the point that now we felt it was time to put a statement out, and you know, hopefully it just starts to open some lines of communication. Like we say, we're not. You know, we're grateful for the fact that he is there to sign the checks, but we just want to know what the plan is, don't we?
Absolutely, yeah. And we'd like to take this opportunity to thank, certainly through you, Sam, because you've done quite a lot of this, but we've been increasing our membership, certainly over the last 6 months. We've gone over 400 members now, which, although it doesn't sound a huge amount, actually it is, based on where we started from. And the membership is growing all the time. So there are a lot of fans out there who have realized that the Supporters Trust is actually a legitimate vehicle on which to sort of join, to know that we are doing our best to try to ensure that the football club is run sustainably, correctly, and is going to be here for the long, long term ahead.
No, quite. And I think what people have asked me in the past is, well, have the trust got the money in the bank to buy the club? And it's, again, that's not what we're here for. And it's not, we've said on quite a few occasions, the issue has never been money. What we need really is, you know, it's strength in unity, strength in numbers. So, you know, I've said it a number of times on the podcast, said it a number of times on social media. If people want to know what they can do to help out and just to be there for it, you know, whenever the you know, your club needs you, it's just to join the Supporters Trust. It's £2 a month, 50 pence a week. We've got a couple of really good graphics explaining where that goes. The Trust have done some absolutely fantastic work with the community setups. If it wasn't for the Trust, the ladies team probably wouldn't have finished that season during COVID. And the ongoing support for the ladies team, which is fantastic, as they're about to embark on another exciting season with a couple of good signings, which is, you know, it's nice to see that they've been taken under the wing of the club to a degree, and getting that kind of getting that publicity that they deserve. But, you know, the £2 a month really does go to some good causes. But like I say, it's always a strength in numbers and strength in unity. So that's, you know, whenever I put something out, that's why it's so important to join up.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. And we do have what's called the Forever Yellow Fighting Fund, which isn't there to, well, if people think the money that we've accumulated is to be used to run the football club, then they're sadly mistaken, because the amount of money, although it sounds a lot, is about £60,000. Wouldn't run the club for more than probably about a fortnight, if that.
And knowing Torquay United's like, we probably lose to a part-time team in that fortnight anyway.
So the money there is to help pay for expertise when the time comes, if we need to sort of act really fast. So, yeah, as you said, Sam, I mean, if more people would like to join with us, we welcome new members all the time. And for 50p a week, it's a bargain.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, hopefully the statement kind of reaffirms to people that if there was any doubt, that the Trust certainly are always looking, and we are always waiting, you know, here. We are a voice for the fans. If people don't feel like they can get through to the club, speak to us, because it, you know, like I say, the more of us that raise our voices, the more we're heard. I think hopefully if it can just open up that little bit of, like, well, open up a little bit of a line of communication, that's all we really want, because we all want the same thing for the club. You know, we might agree or disagree on formations and players and tactics, but we all want our club to be sustainably run long term, and we'd love to see us challenging not only in the right hot side of the league, but certainly the right league. And I don't think that's the Conference South. The sooner that things pick up, the better.
Yeah, I think I'd finish by saying that anybody who reads the statement today, if they'd like to post something positive to show their support, that would be much appreciated.
Absolutely. Yeah. No, definitely. I think that's probably all we need to cover. It was a short-term podcast, but
thanks
for joining us. Thanks for coming on. It's been
my pleasure. Thank you.
No, not at all. Thank you. And we'll catch up with everyone soon.
Okay. Thanks very much. Thanks.
Nice one. Thanks, Nick.
Okay. Bye.